Marysville at Wamego. Final game before the midseason tournament. Marysville tips off in the Thunder Classic at Seneca with games next Tuesday and Thursday at 7, and then a Saturday game, time to be announced. Marysville will seed number 3 with just a single loss. Tells you the level of talent in that tournament this year. Marysville's a third seed. There are three one-team loss clubs in the Thunder Classic next week. Talk more about that perhaps at halftime tonight. Starting lineups are being announced. And for the visiting Marysville Bulldog, Zach Hapley is 6'2 and a senior. Gavin Peasel, 6' and a senior. Ryan O'Neill, 6'2 and a senior. Jackson Reeder, 5'10 and a senior. Ben Kirkland is 5'10 and a senior. Stacked with 7 seniors on this ball club, 5 are starters for head coach Scott Brown as Marysville comes in 5-1, 2-1 in league play. Wamego starts Jackson White, a 5'11 senior. Jacob Fritz, a 6'1 junior. Burke Springer is a 5'9 junior. Tanner Hecht, a 6'5 senior. And Caleb Shea is a 6'3 senior. 3 seniors and a pair of juniors start for 5-1 Wamego. They are 2-1 in the NCKL under head coach Troy Hemphill. First meeting between these two teams this season, Marysville at Wamego, live on KNDY.
Whether you've got the family van, your partner's work truck, your teen's car, or the classic convertible you only take for a spin when the weather is nice, insuring them all takes strategic planning. Blue Valley Insurance makes it easy with our multi-vehicle discount and our good student discount. You'll save time with less paperwork and save money with our multi-car discount. See Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville, and let us steer you into more savings.
Bulldogs key the opening pass inbounds, and we're underway with the nightcap. Bulldog basketball, Marysville. Gavin Peasel on the near side. Man-to-man defense. Peasel turning, fakes in the lane. Kicks a pass off far side corner to Ben Kirkland. Comes up top to Briar O'Neill. Peasel, 3 out of the corner. Count it! Gavin Peasel with the first strike as Marysville scores on their first possession. The early 3-0 count. Here come the Red Raiders. Burke Springer in the forecourt. Coming near side, comes between defenders. Pass to Tanner Hecht on the far side for a 3, missing. Offensive boards hauled out by Jackson White. Driving the lane, Springer takes some pressure off. Caleb Shea underneath with the first score for the Raiders. And it's 3-2 MHS. 4 of the 6 games for each of these teams were common opponents. 3 in league play. Sabetha is the non-league opponent they've both seen. Both clubs come in 5-1. Early Bulldog lead, their second possession. Surveying things inside, Briar O'Neill. Far side, Jackson Reeder. Plays far sideline to Gavin Peasel. Takes it baseline, pushes away a defender. Backs it up in the corner. Kirkland underneath, too deep. Had the pass knocked away. Out of bounds. A limited slate of area games tonight. TVL tournament tips off tomorrow. We'll head to Frankfort for first round coverage on our sister station, FM 95.5. As we learn tonight, Kansas Jayhawks tomorrow postponed Iowa State quarantine issues. Jackson Reeder missed a 3. Ben Kirkland got the board. Feeds Reeder underneath for the score. Nice little tandem there. Marysville 5, Wamego 2. Raiders near side to Shea. Hands off to White. Around the far side finds Springer. And the ball knocked down. Gavin Peasel and he go tumbling to the court on a jump ball whistle. Here with 5:55 to play, opening quarter. Inbounds, topside to White. Springer coming past. Now crosses the lane the other way with a layup for Burke Springer. Raiders' second score. They're back within 1, 5-4. Bulldog basketball. Ben Kirkland driving baseline. Has to work past Caleb Shea, who tried to take the charge. Kirkland gets the layup. 7-4 MHS. Springer passing the far corner to Heck. Turning. turning on the baseline again, nothing doing. Pass away, still a McGavin Peschel. Dribbles behind the back in traffic. Layup is good for Gavin Peschel, converting the steal for a 9-4 Marysville advantage. 5-10 to play in the first. Hacked off the far side, underneath, backdoor layup. May have been blocked from behind by Briar O'Neill, tipped out of bounds. Raider possession. Right in front of a cameraman there at the end of the court. Step aside. Social distancing. Hacked in the paint, turning, needs two defenders. Sandwiched between three defenders, forces the shot for the basket. Tanner Hacked is fouled as well.
KNDY.
Chance to trim the Marysville lead to two. It's good. 9-7. 4:55 to play in the first. Peschel far side to Kirkland. Raider now O'Neill out top. Breyer turns out left baseline, scoots under Heck, knocks it down. Second effort, third effort by Breyer O'Neill doesn't go. Manages with the help of Ben Kirkland to tip it away, but they can't keep it in bounds. Raider possession. Two to tie, three for a go-ahead here, middle of the first. Springer, top of the key, Tanner Heck for the lead. Shot rims out, O'Neill rebound. Diesel on the near sideline. Backs up half a step, tries to find Rhett Williams just in the lineup. Got away from him, Shea with the loose ball. Out of the near side corner, White, crashing defenders near the lane. Forced shot over a couple of Bulldogs, no foul whistle. Shot doesn't go. Rebound to Jackson Raider. Play in the paint. Briar O'Neill for the Goose. 4-5. Marysville starters have scored. Bulldogs up 11-7 with 3:45 to play. Springer crossing the free throw line. Pitches to Shea off the far side. Hands to Heck in the corner. Guarded by Kirkland. Long cross-court toss to Springer. Three out of the corner, missed off the front of the rim. Tracked down all the way near midcourt by Tanner Hack. Raider basketball trailing by four. Springer challenges Peschel to come out, pick him up at center court. Hack, top of the key, fakes, takes it left side, nothing doing. Springer from the corner for three, missed off the iron. Kirkland rebound for MHS. 5 minutes in. Peschel double-teamed out top. Kirkland from the corner to Williams in traffic underneath. Double-teamed traffic. He had a blocked shot. Rhett Williams, a sophomore reserve, checked in early for Zach Heafley. Pass to the forecourt. Stolen by Williams. He comes one-on-one. Missed a layup. Guarded by Shea, who corrals the rebound. Tumbling down the floor, Springer finds Tanner Hacked in the corner, launching an air ball. Shea grabs it away from a couple defenders, including Briar O'Neill, who'd gone down on the floor. The foul whistle, I think, is going on O'Neill. It is his first foul whistle here. I say that with some regard. We had just a ton of fouls in that girls' game. What did we have? Almost 60 free throws. That says enough. Tanner Hacked on the design play. Inbounds to Hack for a chip shot underneath. He has 5 points. Omega's back within two. Perimeter pass is coming near side. Jackson Raider for three. Missed. Not by much. Springer rebound. Springer left side. Shea near the arc. Shot doesn't fall. Tanner Hack was over the top of Gavin Peschel. The foul's on Tanner, his first. Marysville 11, Omega 9, late in the first quarter. Bulldog basketball. Heschel coming off the near side. Top side three, missed. Rebound out to the Bulldogs. Jack Lauer, sophomore reserve. Heschel fakes out of the corner. Feeds Williams instead. Double teamed underneath. Shot rolls off the rim, doesn't fall. Springer with the Wamego board. Lead pass down the floor found Derek McLaughlin, a senior reserve. He couldn't connect on the layup. There was a collision after the shot. Sorting it out, Rhett Williams picks up his first. Third team foul. Not a shooting foul. Possession from baseline. Two to tie for the Raiders here on their home court. Heck coming out of the corner with three defenders underneath. Feeds Springer in the other corner. Doesn't draw iron on the shot. Offensive board taken down by Jacob Fritz. Stolen in the forecourt by Lauer. Ahead of two defenders, Jack Lauer converts the steal. First score off the bench for either team. It's 13-9. And a long layup missing for Jacob Fritz. Whistle as the ball comes off the rim. Fritz has whistled for his first, team second. 7 minutes in, Friday Night Hoops on KNDY. Glad to have you along. Four-point margin. O'Neal far side. Williams top of the key. Kirkland near side. Ben Kirkland picks up a traveling whistle, stepped into the pass. Leaving 45 seconds. Jackson Rader back in the Murraysville lineup. Bulldog lead. Raider possession. Springer off the far side. Met a couple defenders coming in the lane. They collide. And the foul whistles on Ben Kirkland is first. Fourth team foul. Kirkland checks out for the moment. Inbounds lob. Finds Ledger Rowden, a junior reserve, in. Shea near the free throw line, looking for Hecht underneath. Stolen by Gavin Peschel. Ahead of the pack, Peschel converts the steal. He's got 7 points. Murraysville leads by six with just 15 seconds left in the opening queue. O'Neal guards Springer, heading far side. 7 seconds. Shot from the corner is good for three for reserve Ledger Rowden at the end of the first quarter in North Central Kansas League boys play. It's Murraysville 15, Wamego 12.
Usually I get upset when someone takes my stuff, but not when Tim's Disposal comes by. I'm glad to see their professionals show up and take all my garbage because they're such pros at taking things. They not only offer garbage disposal, but have roll-off service for those big jobs when you need to get rid of a lot of stuff. And don't worry if you don't live in Marysville. Tim's Disposal will come take your stuff if you live in Marshall, Washington, or Gage counties. If you're ready for someone to come take your stuff, call Tim's Disposal at 562-5360.
Napa Know-How.
Locally owned, locally operated, your Napa Parts store in Marysville offers Napa Parts and accessories, plus the tools, equipment, and supplies you need to get every job done right the first time. The right tools at the right price, plus Napa Know-How. From your locally owned and locally operated Napa Parts store in Marysville, Enan's Automotive.
Napa Know-How.
Bulldog basketball as Marysville leads at Wamego 15-12, just underway second quarter. Nice move by Briar O'Neal under the basket for the score, and he was fouled. Count the basket, his second field goal. Tanner Heck picks up his second, third team foul. Free throw is good. extending the Marysville lead to 6. A lot of player rotation tonight. Zach Hafley's back in for Rhett Williams. Bulldogs have led all the way here. Wamego's managed to keep it close. Springer coming near side, backs it up a step. Tanner Heck, top of the key, knocks down the 3. Tanner Heck, third score. Wamego's second tray. It's 18-15 MHS. Diesel off the far side, follows the screen, top of the key. Play in the paint. Shot missed by Hafley. Ball fought for, taken away by Colin Donahue, a sophomore reserve. Raider possession. Springer backs it up center circle. Both teams come in 5-1. Marysville's lost to Abilene. Wamego's lost to Concordia. Shot missed. Rebound O'Neill. Meets the defender down low. O'Neill's whistle for the offensive foul. Turned a little aggressively enough to draw the attention. There's Rick Williams in the lineup for O'Neill. Jacob Fritz, a starter, back in for Wamego. 3-point affair. Springer finds Heck coming right side. Too deep underneath. Pass knocked away by Williams out of bounds. Wamego girls won the opener by 12 points tonight. Marysville had a first quarter lead, and then it went downhill quickly. Springer out top. Marysville fans wanted a push-away foul there from Fritz. Out of the corner, count the 3 for Ledger Rowden, his second tray. Tied 18-all, 6:20 and counting first half. Flowers wide off the near side. One dribble, takes Piesel out top. Lauer off the wing again. Denied near the lane. Top of the key shot by Gavin Piesel. Flat off the rim. Rebounds out to Hack. Hallett pass stolen by Jackson Rader. Tied at 18. Piesel to the lane. Knocks the ball down to Jackson Rader. Coming in off the near side. Guarded underneath. Doesn't fall. And it's out of bounds to MHS. Nice effort there by Wamego's Colin Donahue. There's Peyton Smith in the Marysville lineup for Hafley. Scott Brown countering size for size. Both teams are pretty big here. Rick Williams underneath, can't get it to fall. Followed by Peyton Smith is good. He gets right to work. Smith giving Marysville a 2-point edge. 5.5 and counting. Springer out front. He's a good ball handler. Junior, he is quick. Brings it around the near side. Pass out top to Donahue. Back to Springer. Near the lane. Comes in the paint. Feeds in the far corner to Donahue. Missed off the side of the rim. Jack Lauer rebound. Dogs with the ball and a 2-point lead. Peyton Smith. A real force coming into those defenders. They like part of the way for him. Peyton Smith gets his second basket. 22-18 MHS. Hacked off a near side wing to baseline. Fouled coming past Jack Lauer. Bulldog basketball, a service of our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. We couldn't do all that we do without their continued support. And, of course, we always thank you for listening in. Substitution is Caleb Winter, a sophomore, seeing his first play, checks in for Tanner Heck. Raiders down 4 with the ball. Near side wing is Rowden. Baseline pass stolen by Rhett Williams. Checks off near side. Piesel out front to the paint. Soft touch, long layup is good for Gavin Piesel's fourth score. Time on the floor with 4:34 to play in the half. Marysville 24, Wamego 18.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why John Bannister in Marysville focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on. Find out for yourself and put the life back in life insurance. Call on State Farm Agent John Bannister, 1022 Broadway in Marysville today.
When you roller, send for Schroeder.
For complete body repair, see Jeff at Schroeder Collision Center. A family business for several generations, let Jeff and his quality crew help you with your auto needs. Schroeder Collision Center, 701 Carolina, 562-3546.
Abilene and Clay Center tied 12-all at the end of the first quarter. Concordia leads Chapman 27-19 at the half. Here it's Marysville 24, Wamego 18. Raider basketball, 4.5 minutes to play first half, and a steal underneath by Jackson Raider. Piesel on the far sideline, comes to the free throw line, kicks it back to a wide open Jackson Raider for three off the top of the key. Raiders second score, Marysville lead at 9, their biggest in the ball game, as we approach the midpoint of quarter number 2. Around the near side, Jacob Fritz going baseline. Shot over Williams is good for Jacob Fritz's first score. Trims the lead to 7. Two quality teams here come in 5-1 each. Gavin Pischel downtown missed a 3. Tipped a couple times, taken by Fritz. Raiders on the transition. Donahue for the score. Colin Donahue's first basket. Lead is at 5. Scott Brown out on the court, coaching from the other end. It's going to get you in trouble, buddy. Holding the ball far side, Jack Flower. Plays out top to Raider. Williams out front, near side to Pischel. Gavin is cross court to Raider. Trying to shake something loose inside. Pisa looks that way on the hold. Raider comes to the free throw line. Triple teamed. He had a wall in front of him. And Jackson Raider was fouled, earning a couple of free throws. Rowden's first is team foul number 4. As Raider comes to the line, first time tonight. Only Marysville's second free throw opportunity. It's good. Heafley in the Marysville lineup for Smith. Here's Raider's second free throw. It's good. He's got 7 points tonight. Another couple of players come in for the moment. 2:50 left in the half. 7-point Marysville lead. Springer out top, far side dribble. Finds Heck on the sideline. Tanner Heck take off the baseline. Sideways pass, got away. And we had a whistle. Going in the bonus. Jack Lauer picks up number 2 and a 7th team foul, brings Ledger Rowden to the line. Raider in the Marysville lineup for Lauer, out with his 2nd foul. Jackson White checks in for Tanner Hecht on the other side. Omega's 2nd free throw tonight. Rowden's first, he connects. Second look, it's good. At the half, we'll look at the Thunder Classic bracket. That tips off Tuesday in Seneca for MHS. Raider is out between the rings, guarded man-to-man. Holds it high on the far side. Fires out top to Pischel. Gavin to the lane, long layup, missed off the back of the rim. Rowden with the rebound. 2:10 remains. Springer backs it up, center court. Springer near side. Shots up, missed. Williams rebound. Bulldogs by five with the ball. Out of the corner. Nothing doing. Rook Williams. Near side wing, Raider. Pass to the lane looking for Rhett Williams. He was fouled by Colin Donahue, his first. Fifth team foul. Peyton Smith's in the lineup for Haefely. Seen a little more of a sophomore class tonight, notably in the first half. They've earned more and more playing time as the season has progressed. Smith to the free throw line, denied. Rook Williams, far side to Pieschel. Defense doesn't challenge him outside the arc. Rhett Williams fouled out front. Donahue is second. Six team fouls. Down to a minute 20 left. Thomas DeRoche is a junior reserve, seeing his first action for Wamego. Pieschel guarded close in the corner. Scoots underneath. Reverse layup's good for Gavin Pieschel. With 11 points tonight, it's 31-24 MHS. 105 and counting. Springer far side, White near the lane, to Fritz. Fouled on the shot, count the basket. Jacob Fritz, junior, got his second score. Rhett Williams picks up his second. Fritz at the line connects and trims the Marysville lead to 4. Haefely's back in for the Bulldogs for Williams. Full court pressure. Pieschel. Pass away, knocked off the foot of Jackson White out of bounds. Bulldogs by 4 with the ball. Raider to the far side corner. Gets passed back from Haefely. Three-point shot missed. Peyton Smith with the board. Keeps it alive. Pass knocked away. Tipped and taken by James DeRoche. 35 seconds to play. Two-point basket to cut the Marysville lead in half. See if Omega plays the clock out. Under 20. Springer in no hurry at center court. And they will play the last basket. Clock rolls under 10. Springer still out in the forecourt. Near side to Fritz. Got a three. Jacob Fritz cuts the Marysville lead to 1. Half court launch is short by Jackson Raider at the buzzer. At the half, Marysville 31, Wamego 30.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Choosing furniture can be tricky. Will it be durable and stand up to everyday wear? My pets? My kids? Will it fit in the room I want to put it in? Will it be easy to clean? Is it comfortable? So many questions that need to be answered. Well, Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville has you covered. Their staff can make recommendations, help you personalize options, and find exactly what you need, even if it isn't on their sales floor. It's personal shopping at its best and available at Feldkamp's Furniture.
How would you like to have a steady job with a schedule that works for you and your family? You're in luck. Tension is hiring operators and adjusters at the Marysville plant. If you like to take things apart and put them back together again. If you enjoy being part of a team. If you're looking for flexible work with competitive pay and benefits, this could be a great match for you. Work for a company you know you can trust. Visit tension.com/careers to learn more and apply.
This is Brian Crott with Farm Bureau. We're now at our new location downtown and invite you by. We've expanded to better serve Marshall County and welcome our Farm Bureau customers to stop in for a Super Check annual review. And of course, we always welcome new customers for a free quote on auto, home, life, or health insurance. We offer financial services to meet your investment needs. Call me, Brian Crott, Darcy Claycamp, Wade Maddox, or Joy Wilkinson, now at 12th and Broadway, just west of the courthouse. Farm Bureau Financial Services, Marshall County, protecting livelihoods and futures.
Dance team entertaining our COVID crowd here at halftime. I say COVID crowd, it's that sparser attendance, but still, it looks pretty busy in here because they rolled up the bleachers on the far side, put everybody on the near side, both home and away. And so we're getting some semblance of normal back in our lives. And with the excellent job the schools have done keeping this COVID in check and the decrease in numbers really statewide, the State Activities Association called a special meeting for next Wednesday to allow double the fan participation, what would amount to four spectators per participant. Local discretion, obviously, but at least allow some folks to see these games. It was so difficult in the season opener at Sabetha to realize there were parents left at home that would not see their kids tip off maybe their senior season or the beginning of the season. Tis what it is, and we're staying safe and healthy for the most part. With exception of Kansas and Iowa State tomorrow, they've got quarantine issues up in Iowa, and the KU game tomorrow is postponed. Okay, K-State was off Wednesday. As far as I know, they're still on the roster for tomorrow night, or on the docket tomorrow night. It's a 6 o'clock pregame here. 31-30 at the half. Everything you'd expect from a pair of 5-1 teams. Marysville's had the lead all the way, opened as much as a 9-point advantage, but Wamego came scrambling back, outscoring Marysville 18-16 in an offensive fest that second quarter. It's 31-30 as Marysville is paced by Gavin Peschel with 11 points. Briar O'Neill with 5. Jackson Rader in here with 7. Ben Kirkland scores 2. Off the bench, Peyton Smith with 4 points. Jack Lauer adds 2. Marysville 15 in the first, 16 in the second. First half total of 31. Wamego's led by Jacob Pritz. The junior has 10 points all in the second quarter, including a trade to cut the lead to 1 there at halftime. Tanner Heck with 7, 2 apiece for Burke Springer and Caleb Shea. Ledger Rowden off the bench with a pair of trays, 8 points total. Colin Donahue adds 2. 12 in the first for Wamego, scoring 18 in the second, first half total of 30. It's 31-30 Marysville. Bulldogs 3 of 3, Wamego 4 of 4 free throws. That's how even these teams have been. In the girls' game preceding, it was a tough night for Marysville. Off to a good start, they led 13-6 at the end of 8, but then were outscored 19-4 in a second quarter where they were held to a field goal and a pair of free throws. It was a 6-point ball game at the intermission that went 6-1 Wamego in the third quarter. Defense was going to town both sides, and there were just a ton of foul whistles. We had a total of 54 free throws. Wow. Wamego with the win 39-27. They were paced in scoring by Paige Donnelly with 9. Tori Hubler had 7. Caden Keeker with 7 points. Alexis Billings with 5. 3 apiece for Trista Hubler and Ryan Alderson. 2 points for Grace Williams. Addison Denny scores a free throw. Wamego improves to 5-1. They're undefeated in 3 league starts, tied with Clay Center for the league lead. Marysville led by Madison Runnebaum, managed 10 points, 8 of those in the first half. Eva Peschel scored 7. Linda Franco with 5. Macy Raver, Emily Dressman with... No. Macy Raver and Bella Rader with 2 each. Rader came off the bench. Emily Dressman had the free throw. Marysville had a single field goal in the second quarter, didn't get a field goal until 4:39 left in the fourth quarter in the second half. 39-27, Wamego. Marysville falls to 3-4, 2-2 in the NCKL. Here again in boys' play at the half, Marysville leading Wamego 31-30. A couple of other league scores, Abilene on top of Clay Center at the half. Abilene 39, Clay Center 21. Concordia leading Chapman at the half. Concordia 27, Chapman 19.
Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions, your farm and home marketing team since 1976. Let the family team of Tim, Tom, and Rob Olmsted and brother-in-law Tom Kirkland guide you in your real estate experience of selling or buying a home or farmland. Olmsted Real Estate and Auctions is experienced in providing timely, professional, and honest service. Find them on the web at olmstedrealestate.com or call today at 785-353-2210.
Trucks, trucks, trucks in on trade at the Nordis Motor Company include a like-new 2017 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ 71 package. A 2016 Silverado 2500 HD and a 2016 Silverado 1500 model. These are one-owner units, like new and priced right, at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington offers sales, template, and installation of countertops, including quartz, solid surface, and Corian. Visit CromieLumber.com or stop in 609 Carolina in Marysville or 200 Ballard in Washington. For your next kitchen remodel project, see Cromie Lumber in Marysville and Washington.
If you're 50 or over, it may be time to switch your auto and home insurance. The AARP Auto and Home Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville. Discover rates, benefits, and service designed for AARP members, plus extra savings when you insure both your auto and home. Call the Copeland Insurance Agency in Marysville at 619-6220. That's 619-6220. Or visit copelandinsurance.net. Certain policy features not available in all states. Applicants are individually underwritten. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Landall Company Marysville has roots as a small welding shop growing into an internationally known supplier of farm, construction, and material handling equipment and trailers. Landall Company is looking for skilled people in welding, assembly, and fabrication, offering competitive wages and an excellent benefits package. Join the team that gets the job done right. Apply online at Landall.com. Landall Company Marysville, an equal opportunity employer, small town pride known worldwide.
Thank you for your support from RX Drug. Complete prescription service, plus medication and supplements are available from your locally owned and operated Health Mart Pharmacy. Remember them as well for everyday health care and medical needs, convenience, and gift items too. Proud to support the Marysville community and make this our home as well. The professional pharmacists and staff at RX Drug in downtown Marysville welcome your business.
A battle for the North Central Kansas League lead here tonight with 5-1, 2-1, Marysville at Wamego. Both teams identical marks. Then Abilene 3-2, 1-1. That's Marysville's only loss. Concordia 3-2, 1-2 is in action with Chapman. They've won just a single game they've played. Clay Center 1-5, winless in three league starts. So Marysville, Wamego, battling for the NCKO lead in this final tip-off before the midseason tournament. By the way, Marysville tips off in Seneca Tuesday. They are the third seed behind top seed St. Mary's 6-1. Second seed Nemahal Central is 5-1. Marysville, the third seed at 5-1. They meet Jackson Heights, the number six seed, Tuesday at 7. And then Thursday, they're in action versus second seed Nemahal Central at 7. We'll have the games live here on KNDY. Second half is underway. Red Raiders take their first lead in the ball game, beating Jackson White underneath for his first score in the game. Wamego 32, Marysville 31. Haefley, Pichel, O'Neill, Raider, and Kirkland starting five back on the floor for MHS. O'Neill cross-court pass to Jackson Raider, who knocks down the three. Bulldogs quickly gain the lead back. Raiders first tray. Marysville's third long ball. It's 34-32. Three on the other end is good for Wamego's Jacob Fritz. His second tray and their fifth here tonight. Fritz leads all scorers with 13 points. Meyer O'Neill pushes a long three far sideline. five-way scramble for the loose ball, and we untangle, giving Marysville possession. Trailing by one, just underway, second half. Inbounds baseline to Peschel, far side. Crossing the free throw line. Plays Raider out top. Jackson to the lane, took some pressure off underneath. Nice assist to Zach Hafley, who was open then. Hafley's first score. It's Marysville by one. Springer near side. Tanner Hecht along three. It's good! Both teams lighting it up from outside. That's three trays here in the second half between the two. Flamingo's up by two. Man-to-man D. Peschel, top of the key. Near side, Raider. In the forecourt, O'Neill. Far side to Kirkland. Peschel out top. Near side to Raider. Kirkland near the free throw line. Back in the forecourt to Peschel. No hurry. Seeking an opportunity. Kirkland near side. Little hesitation by O'Neill. Doesn't shoot. Instead is fouled down in the corner by Burke Springer. It's his first. First foul whistle in the second half. 5:50 showing. Wamego 38, Marysville 36. O'Neill near side to Raider. Stumbled a bit, traveled with it. Bulldog turnover. A couple of Raiders check in. Ref Williams is in for Hafley. Doggone the bad luck. All the fans in front of me that have been more of a distraction than anything else have left. Tanner Hecht. Near side baseline, count it. Little fadeaway shot. Nice effort by Tanner Hecht with 12 points. Wamego lead at four, their biggest in the ballgame. Jackson Raider for a three, missing. Burke Springer rebound. Hecht at the other end, wasting no time. Drives through traffic, and he was fouled en route. Raider picks up his first. Teams first. Lowers in the Marysville lineup for Kirkland. Home team by four with the ball. Ledger Rowden is tagged with a foul. That's his second. Bulldogs possession. Williams near the lane, spins between defenders, to the hoop. Nice solid move for Rhett Williams. Defenders had to avoid the foul. Cuts the lead to two. Williams' first score. Heck to the far side. Bounce pass baseline, stolen away. Lauer down the floor to Raider. Lauer off the far side to O'Neill in the corner. Ryder O'Neill, backdoor layup, missed. Tipped out of bounds off the Bulldogs. Kirkland's in the lineup for O'Neill. Wamego by two with the ball, middle of a third quarter. Biggest lead was 9 points for Marysville back in the first half. Wamego lead hasn't come until the second half. Foul baseline. Raider picks up his second. Team fouls even at two each. Inbounds baseline. Hack guarded by Lauer. Directing traffic. Out top, Springer takes charge. Double team far side. Kind of stumbles forward. Keeps his dribble. Hacked in the forecourt. Offensive foul. A lot of physical contact out there tonight. No social distancing for sure. Ledger Rodden's going to pick up number three. Hershey's in the lineup for Loudon. For the Bulldogs, O'Neill checks in for Raider. Dogs trail by two, under 4 minutes and counting. Kiesel takes it around far side. Cross court O'Neill. Kirkland out of the corner. Lauer, right side of the lane. Shots up, missed. Kirkland rebound, keeps it in play. Pass stolen in the forecourt by Kirk Springer. Springer converts the steal. His second basket, Raiders by four. 3.5 and counting. Peschel checks left wing. Near side, Kirkland open. Missed a three. Lauer knocks it down. Little off balance. Tumbled for position with James DeRoshi underneath him. Foul's going to be on DeRoshi, I believe. It is his first, fourth team foul. Peyton Smith's in the Marysville lineup for Peschel. Wamego goes 6'5", 6'3", 6'1", on their starters. Marysville 6'2", 6'2", and they bring size in off the bench. This is just a fun matchup all the way around. The outside shooters, the inside game, a couple of good teams. A little mix-up gives DeRoshi control on a swipe, takes a pass away. Springer plays near side. Fritz to Springer, wide open in the corner. Missing, high off the back of the rim. Peyton Smith rebound. Dogs still down four. 2:40 remains. Pass knocked away far side by a hustling Jacob Fritz. Going coast to coast to convert the steal for a 6-point Wamego lead. Their biggest in the ball game. Marysville led the first half. Wamego's led virtually the second half. Williams far side to O'Neill. Smith low on the baseline between defenders looking for position. Plays inside to Ben Kirkland. That was nice. They were guarding Smith, and it gave Kirkland an opportunity. Nice assist. Lead is down to four. 44-40. Springer far side. Donahue checks Heck coming out of the corner. Shot near the lane. Doesn't draw iron for DeRoshi. Bulldog rebound. Chance to bring it back to two. O'Neill, soft touch just below the free throw line. It's good for Briar O'Neill. Wamego 44, Marysville 42. A minute 35 left in the third. Springer near side. Heck out of the corner. Denied baseline by Williams. Far side three. Missing. Tanner Heck rebound. Donahue put up the long ball. Hack to the lane, undercuts Rick Williams, whistle for the foul. Couldn't get away in time. Third personal, and Tanner hacked this at the line for two. Neither team's missed a free throw tonight. Marysville 3-3, Wamego 4-4. Tanner Heck spoils what I just said, missing. Peschel and Raider in the Marysville lineup, along with Haefley. Three starters are back in. Tanner Heck awaiting a free throw with the personnel changes. Got a minute 15 on the clock with the fourth quarter looming. Heck free throw is good. Kirkland scoots underneath, too deep. Out front to O'Neill. Far side Kirkland out of the corner. Missed the iron. DeRoshi rebound with 57 seconds and counting. Hacked off a near side, double-teamed baseline. Far side corner. Shots up and good for Jackson White. Counted for three. Six trays scattered by four different shooters. Wamego's up 48-42. 35 to play. Pieschel knocks down a three. Top of the key, Gavin Pieschel's first score in the second half. He has 14 points. The lead's back to three. Clock rolls under 20 as Springer crosses midcourt. Far side, Heck. Hook pass underneath to DeRussi for the score. 50-45 with 10 seconds left. Pieschel turning far side near the paint. Turnaround shot's good for Gavin Pieschel now with 15 points. Launch pass mid-courts off the top of the glass by Tanner Heck at the buzzer. And our score after three in boys action, Wamego 50, Marysville 47.
When you're raising cattle, you're running a business. And the path to a profit isn't always clear. Our ag specialists have expertise in all aspects of raising livestock. So when you need help keeping your cattle on the right path and could use some financial perspective, talk to us. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Routine vision care is an important part of your overall health right from birth. Blue River Eye Care in downtown Marysville is dedicated to your vision and keeping your eyes healthy. We offer comprehensive vision care from basic exams to medical care for ocular diseases, contact lens fittings for all eyes, have 24-hour emergency care, and offer free comprehensive exams from birth through age 5. Visit our website at blueRiverEyeCare.com, visit our Facebook page, or call the office for your appointment today. Blue River Eye Care. The difference is clear.
That is the ball game here for sure. Wamego leads Marysville 50-47. We head to the fourth quarter with 2-5-1 teams. Marysville's lost Abilene, first game back after the break. Wamego's lost to Concordia, first game after the break. Early foul whistle. And Kirkland picks up his third. Team fouls are even at four apiece. A battle of the long balls here tonight. Shot from the corner is another three. This one missing for Colin Donahue. Bulldog rebound to Briar O'Neill. Dogs trail by three coming into the final cue. Gavin Pieschel turning in the paint. Spins around Tanner Heck, who blocks the shot, tips it out of bounds. Such a presence inside. Tanner Heck, the senior, just easily avoids that foul, makes contact with the ball, and slaps it out of bounds. Jack Lauer out front. O'Neill on the far side. Jackson Rader near the lane, sees defenders. Three out of the corner for Briar O'Neill. His first tray in the ball game, and he's got 10 points. We're tied at 50 with 7:10 left in the contest. Springer's out top to White. Near side wing. Fritz brings it out front. Pass to the lane, knocked away, taken by Lauer. White knocked it down, couldn't hang on. For the lead, Bulldog ball with 6:45 remaining. Jack Lauer, three, missed off the back of the rim. Tanner Heck is high for the board. Tipped by Gavin Pieschel, taken by Lauer. Bulldogs with a takeaway. Jackson Rader challenges defenders in the lane. Kicks it off to Kirkland near side. Lauer out top to Jackson Rader for three. Raiders second tray. He's got 10 points. Bulldogs lead by three. 6:15 remains. Let me count up these trays when I get a chance. 53-50. Springer in the lane. Easy shot underneath for Jacob Fritz. Did a nice job getting in position. Springer, a nice assist. Dogs up one with the ball. Pieschel, top of the key for three. A lot of arch. Missed off the rim. Heck is high for the rebound. Wamego for the go-ahead with 5:35 to play. Tanner Heck met a couple defenders there in in Peschel and Kirkland. Difficult foul whistle. Some personnel. The foul's on Peschel. Personnel changes. Peyton Smith, Rhett Williams in the Marysville lineup for O'Neill and Lauer. 5 team fouls, if you're keeping track. Springer far side. DeRussi plays to Rowden coming across the lane. He's fouled on a long layup attempt. Ledger Rowden to the line for a pair. Jackson Raiders third. Raider, Kirkland, and Rick Williams with three each for Marysville. Rowden free throws good. Rowden's second free throw missed off the back of the rim. Peyton Smith is high for the rebound. Five trays for Marysville, seven for Wamego on a quick count. We're tied at 53 with 5:15 left. Gavin Peschel is fouled alongside Colin Donahue. That's his third. Oh, double check. It's on Rowden. Rowden's fourth. O'Neill checks in for the Bulldogs. White's back in for Wamego. Rowden checks out with four fouls. Still tied. Inbounds to Smith. Double pump. Inside for the score. Peyton Williams commands some space inside. Did I say Peyton Williams? Peyton Smith. I'm sorry. He's got half a dozen alongside Williams. Springer, free throw line shot. Nice touch. It's good. Burke Springer, 6 points, ties the game at 55, 4:45 to play. Bounce pass, almost intercepted. Nice save for Williams. Peschel in the lane, splits defenders, missed the layup. Underneath Jackson White, a hard-fought rebound. For the go-ahead, Raider basketball. Pass far side, manages to find Fritz to Springer out top. Kirkland comes to center court with defense. Fritz turning in the lane, nothing doing, kicks it out in the corner. Wide open three, missing from the corner for Donahue. Rebounds hauled out by Rhett Williams. 4:05 left, we're still tied. Transition pass got away from Peyton Smith out of bounds at the other end. Both teams showing a lot of patience out there right now. This may come down to last possession. 3:56 remains, time on the floor. Marysville at Wamego tied 55 all.
Get your hungry crew fed no matter what time it is. CJ Express stores in Marysville and Frankfort have the snacks, drinks, and food your family loves. Hunt Brothers Pizza, all toppings, no extra charge. Crispy, juicy Bird Shack fried chicken, and sandwiches and salads made to order. With two stores and delivery options in Marysville and a store in Frankfort, get your grub wherever you are. Call ahead, get it delivered, or just stop in now and satisfy your hunger at CJ Express.
A good livestock shed will provide your livestock with a safe place from storm, snow, and high winds. Hometown Lumber and Hardware has portable livestock shelters that give your animals the space they need with plenty of headroom for horses. They come in a choice of colors and are built in Marysville to your specifications with delivery available. Provide your herd and horses with a beneficial shelter. A quality-built, portable livestock shed from Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Good timeout, middle of the fourth quarter here. Scott Brown, Troy Hemphill, a couple of coaches I got a lot of respect for. Getting their teams ready for the run down the stretch. We're tied 55 all in a battle for the NCKL lead here tonight. Burke Springer follows a screen out front, plays off to the near side to Fritz, crossing the free throw line with traffic, plays it in the forecourt, back to Springer. Near side corner, Donahue in a step on the baseline, then check. Back to Springer out top. Trying to bring the defense outside the paint. Nobody even close to the lane for Wamego. Here's Heck driving in. Plays inside. to Donahue for the score. Heck with a nice assist. Donahue's second basket gives Wamego a two-point lead with 3:20 remaining. Bulldogs off the near side. O'Neal to the paint. Nothing doing. Far side to Pischel. Out top, O'Neal driving with a long layup. Got the basket. Will they count it? There was a foul on the way. Not sure he got the basket in time. Fouls on Donahue. It's his. Let me see what they've got. They're not going to post it. All right, do it that way then. Breyer O'Neal with the free throw. It's good. So they did count the basket. And a free throw ties the game at 57. 3:01 left in this one. Donahue's third personal. There, they got it. Springer through traffic. Fouled underneath. Guarded by Pischel. It's his first. Burke Springer at the line. One to tie, two for the lead. Free throw good. 58 all. 2:52 remains. Rowden's back in the lineup. Had gone to the bench with four fouls. For the lead, free throw missed. Rebound ref Williams. 58 all with 2:45 and counting. Jack Lauer in the lineup, far side. Out top to Rader. Perimeter passes, near side to Lauer. Got a three. Jack Lauer downtown for his first long ball. Sixth tray for the Bulldogs, leading 61-58 with 2:25 left. Springer, far side corner. Fritz for three. Jacob Fritz, his third tray tonight. 20 points. It's 61 all with 2:10 and counting. O'Neal across the lane. Far side, Pischel knocks it down. Trading the long balls right and left. 7-3 for Marysville. Pischel second tonight. Time on the floor with 2 minutes left. Marysville 64, Wamego 61.
If you're needing electrical, HVAC, or plumbing work, give S&S Service a call. They do it all, and no job is too big or too small, and they offer free estimates. S&S Service has the experience and know-how to get the job done and done right. And if you can't trust electrical work to a guy named Zach Sparks, who can you trust? That's S&S Service. Give them a call today, 268-0776.
For quality used vehicles and quality service, come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville, Kansas. Honeyman Auto has experienced mechanics and a great selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs. We don't have what you're looking for. We'll find it for you. For a quality experience, quality vehicles, and quality service, come out and see Ryan, Bob, Doug, Kathy, and Cody. You can also find us on the web at honeymanauto.com. Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, Marysville, Kansas, home of quality and value. 785-619-6500.
Seven trays apiece for these teams. Marysville leads by three. Under 2 minutes left. Raider basketball, three top of the key. Count it! For the tie, Colin Donahue gets the long ball. That is 15 three-pointers here tonight. It's 64 all. Down to a 135 left in the ball game. Boy, you hate to see this one end. Pischel topside to Lauer for three. Missed off the back of the rim. Springer rebound. 125 and counting. Far side corner. Rowden crossing the free throw line. Comes in the lane. Hard fought underhanded layup. Missed. Breyer O'Neal rebound. Left the ball with Jackson Rader, who was double teamed. To keep possession, Scott Brown took timeout. 1:11 left in the contest. We're tied up at 64 all.
Generations have relied on Kinsley's of Marysville, the Patton Funeral Chapel in Frankfort, Hanover Mortuary, Ward Funeral Homes of Lynn in Washington, and Landreth Axtell Funeral Home. You can continue to rely on the professional experience that they provide and the heartfelt concern that they offer each family that they serve. Caring concern in your family's time of need.
I don't keep all the stats, but I would guess everything is just about evened up. Long shots, field goals, free throws, rebounds, takeaways, turnovers, even fouls. We're at six apiece. 5-1, 5-1, going toe-to-toe to the finish. 64-all with 1:11 left, Bulldog basketball. After the Marysville timeout. Raider defense picks up Gavin Pieschel at midcourt, giving him some room. Pieschel holds it high, top of the key. Pass got away from Jackson Raider. He was heading the other direction. Bulldog turnover with 1 minute left. Scott Brown sending Rhett Williams, Jack Lauer in the ball game, giving them that size. 1 minute remains. Wamego, if they can burn the full minute, could play for the win. That's a lot of time left. Troy Hemphill's going to talk about it. Leaving 56 seconds, we're still tied. 64-all.
At Galloway, Wiegers & Brenniger, we're about building relationships one client and one issue at a time. I'm Jason Brenniger, and I invite you to visit with me for any legal services you might have, including probate, estate planning, and trust administration. Advanced planning has countless advantages to your family, including greater control and disposition of your assets and tax issues that might come up. Call for a no-obligation appointment today. Check us out on our Facebook page or at gwblaw.net.
Hidden phone trade-ins, hidden plan requirements, hidden catches. You won't find any of those at U.S. Cellular because we do things differently. And that means you can get the Samsung Galaxy S20 FE or Google Pixel 5 for free with no hidden requirements all season long. U.S. Cellular. Upgrade to fair. Terms and conditions apply. See store uscellular.com for details.
At U.S. Cellular, we believe in a new approach, one that puts you first. Visit 517 Broadway in Marysville. Choose fair.
64-all, Wamego basketball on a Bulldog turnover. Clock is rolling. We had 56 seconds at the timeout. Springer out in the forecourt. He's a great ball handler. Guarded by Pieschel on a reach in. He's tagged with a foul. And we're stopped at 46 seconds on the clock. In the bonus both ways. Kirk Springer is at the line. 1-for-2, not that far back. For the lead, Burke Springer's free throw. In and out, no good. Williams rebound. Bulldogs with 40 seconds and counting. Will they try for the final shot? Defense all over the ball handlers out top. Got to avoid the turnover. Pieschel follows the screen. Left of the free throw line, missing a shot. Rebound, Tanner Heck with 24 seconds left. Bulldogs tried the shot, didn't want to wait till the end. Now it's Wamego's chance to break a tie. Troy Hemphill wants timeout, leaving 12.2 seconds. We're 64-all when we come back.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
When your car needs auto body repair, let Dave's Body Shop take it from here. Our techs have the resources and technology to offer fast, quality service and quick turnaround. The workmanship has to meet our high standards before we return your vehicle to you. We are also pleased to offer auto maintenance through R&K service. We have a full-time mechanic to take care of basic oil changes to a complete engine replacement. All your vehicle needs are met with friendly and honest service at Dave's Body Shop and R&K service in Marysville.
Gavin Tischel missed a go-ahead shot near the free-throw line with 24 seconds left. Raiders come in bounds with 10 seconds and counting for the win here at home. Brooke Springer crossing the lane, coming to the paint, turnaround shot, good at the buzzer for Brooke Springer. Making sure they count that. They are. The officials are leaving the floor. And our final tonight, Flamingo 66, Marysville 64. Tough, tough finish. Hard-fought ball game tonight. Burke Springer with the last shot of the ball game. He came in the lane, turned. Nice touch in the hoop. That was a great ball game. The teams were avoiding each other, but I remembered we have COVID restrictions. 66-64, Red Raiders win it here at home. That's our final score tonight.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience. Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon. Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance, providing high-quality coverage and service, all at a competitive premium cost. Since 1888, Bremen Farmers Mutual has offered homeowner, farm owner, business owner, fire, and inland marine coverage. Dependable and affordable. See your local agent representing Bremen Farmers Mutual Insurance. Learn more about the various insurance products offered by going online at bfmic.com.
Legacy Carpet Cleaning will give your floors a fresh as new look. Let their team of dedicated professionals tackle your carpet or tile cleaning. Your home feels fresh, looks great, and makes a more healthy environment for you and your family. Call Skyler Price today for an appointment and let Legacy Carpet Cleaning in Marysville go to work for you.
JD Construction wants to make your dream home a reality. Whether you want to build a custom home, remodel your current home, or add on a deck or patio, JD Construction can handle all of your residential construction needs. They are also experts when it comes to agricultural and residential buildings. For small or large projects, consider a custom building from JD Construction. They'll give you high-quality work while staying on schedule and budget. Contact Jared Smith at 562-5472. From start to finish, it's JD Construction.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
What a ball game we witnessed here tonight. Flamingo 66, Marysville 64. On a last second shot by Burke Springer in the paint. A turning move to the hoop. This one could have gone on all night. I think we'd have just been back and forth, back and forth. As Marysville led the entire first half, Flamingo would lead much of the second half, outscoring the Bulldogs 20-16 in a third quarter run. It's down the stretch with 64 all. Just seconds remaining. Marysville's Gavin Pichel missed a shot left of the free throw line. Gave Flamingo possession. They would take timeout with 12 seconds left. Played the ball into a hard-fighting Burke Springer, who gets the winning basket in the paint for a 66-64 takeaway. Leading scorer for Flamingo was Jacob Fritz with 20 points. Knocked down 3 of 8 trays for Flamingo tonight. Tanner Heck scored 15. He had a couple of trays. Burke Springer with 9 and the winning basket. Jackson White adds 5. Caleb Shea with 2 points. Off the bench, Ledger Rowden for 9. Colin Donahue, 7. James DeRushi scores 2. Flamingo improves to 6-1, 3-1 atop the NCKL. Marysville was led by Gavin Pichel with 19, but couldn't get that last shot to fall. Ryer O'Neill with 13. Jackson Raider scores 10. Ben Kirkland with 7. Zach Hafley adds 2. Off the bench, Peyton Smith with 6. Jack Lauer at 5. Rhett Williams, 2 points. Marysville falls to 5-2. 2-2. Losses to Abilene and now Wamego in North Central Kansas League play. Don't have finals on the other league games tonight. It was Abilene leading Clay Center at the half, 39-21. Concordia leading Chapman at the half, 27-19. Check and see if there's anything outstanding. What a ball game tonight. Wamego wins the boys' game 66-64. It was all Wamego in the girls' matchup after the first quarter, where Marysville led 13-6. Bulldogs Hill did a field goal and a pair of free throws in the second quarter. Didn't get a field goal in the third quarter. Their first half, second half score from the field came with 4:39 left in the ball game. 39-27. Wamego improves to 5-1, 3-0 atop the NCKL with Clay Center. Clay Center girls were victorious over Abilene tonight, 34-21. Marysville falls to 3-4, 2-2 in the NCKL. Lead scorer for Wamego is Paige Donnelly off the bench with 9. Tori Hubler and Cadence Keeker with 7 apiece. Alexis Billings scores 5. 3 each for Krista Hubler and Ryan Alderson off the bench with 3. 2 points for Grace Williams. Addison Denny adds a free throw. Marysville led by Madison Runnebaum with 10 points, 8 of those in the first half. Marysville really struggled offensively after the opening 8. Eva Peschel with 7. Linda Franco scores 5. Macy Raver with 2 points. Bella Raiders off the bench with 2. Emily Dressman adds a free throw. Wamego girls win 39-27. Back with a final check from Wamego and our weekend sports calendar after this timeout.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Hi, this is Jen with Alliance Insurance. The girls on Broadway want to wish all the area athletes the best of luck this season. Come see us at Alliance Insurance, 709 Broadway, Marysville, Kansas, 785-562-2393.
New masks have arrived at Reflections Hallmark. Come in today to see the new styles, which are a fitted pattern to reduce glasses fog. They come in adult and kid sizes and in both everyday and holiday prints. Reflections is also stocking sweaters and winter accessories, so you can always look sharp and stay warm. Reflections in downtown Marysville, more than just your favorite Hallmark store.
When it comes to serving the financial needs of this area, we have the home court advantage. This is our home. We know the area. We know the local economy. Bank with us. First Commerce Bank. Experience the difference. Member FDIC.
Clay Center gave Abilene boys a handful tonight. Abilene wins 56-52. I don't have a Concordia Chapman final in. Wamego on top of Marysville boys, 66-64. Wamego girls win 39-27. And the Marysville boys tip off Tuesday versus Jackson Heights at Nemaha Central in the Thunder Classic. It's a 7 o'clock start. Thursday they face host Nemaha Central. That's also a 7 o'clock start, with action continuing Saturday. Marysville girls, I think, have a game next week with Nemaha Central. They do on Friday of next week, girls standalone. Marysville wrestlers host the Jayhusker tomorrow. Good luck to the Marysville wrestlers. They split a double duel at Clay Center last night, lost to the Tigers, but beat the Abilene Cowboys. So good luck to Cole Fredrickson's Marysville wrestling team. We're going to head, I believe, to Frankfort. That's the initial plans. We had games at 10 and 11:30 scheduled, and then I found out tonight the KU game's been postponed, Iowa State quarantine issues. So we've got no Jayhawk basketball tomorrow. I'll see then if things change. We'll have TVL coverage from Frankfort or Onega on our sister station, FM 95.5. And as I know, K-State's playing tomorrow night, 6 o'clock for the pregame, 7 o'clock tip. Here on AM 1570, FM 94.1, they did not play Wednesday. That kind of year. Wamego boys win by 2. Wamego girls win by 12. Thanks for listening. Thanks to our KNDY Sports Booster Club members. Have a great evening, everyone.
At your service 24/7, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
News, weather, sports, and more. Yours from KNDY.